Julian Kalambona and Dalokai, Pasa Wipa, Familia Muzima, Ivonse Veneni Masiva, Vaman Kalilo, Kukumanu Kasama, Isa Kutiti, Sipeze Kuchon, Lenge Sipanze Kutuan Lama, Leno Mukambati, Wai Sutandala, Muzmai Mnamule Kelela, Sinima Ivala.
Push up by the lambing to be forja. Get the bed, get the bed. I'm a land of fun. Get the bed.
Something new, something urban, something different. 91.3 FM.
Power FM. In Lusaka. Where stars are made. And play.
Powering up.
Lusaka City. 91.3 FM.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Zambia's debt reaches sustainable levels, positioning the country investment destination. Chief Molova calls for peaceful campaigns ahead of August general polls. In international news, counting underway after Guinea votes in legislative and municipal elections. In sports, World Cup fans gather in Santiago for sticker swap as South Africa team resolves visa issues.
And now, the Power FM News.
To present the lunchtime news, my name is Viola Chuma. State House says Zambia's debt positioning has officially reached sustainable management levels, marking a significant turning point in the nation's economic landscape. State House Chief Communications Strategist Whitney Molovela has stated that the country has successfully emerged from a critical economic downturn to regain its status as an attractive destination for international partners and investors. Speaking on the Voice of the People's Power Breakfast show, Mr. Molovela explained that Zambia was previously in a severely compromised financial state, with international markets showing little to no interest in country-backed financial instruments. Mr. Molovela noted that the global community now views Zambia as a viable and stable economy, largely due to effective debt management strategies implemented by the current administration.
Our debt is becoming sustainable. It means we're becoming, Zambia is once again becoming attractive. Remember, we're coming from a basket position. No one wanted to do anything to do with Zambia. Even if you floated the bond on the international market, that bond would not sell. But now, the international community are still looking to Zambia that we have a sustainable debt management strategy, and our country is becoming viable back again.
Mr. Molovela also addressed structural challenges within country's energy sector, pointing out that successive governments since independence in 1964 had neglected critical energy infrastructure, leaving the country heavily reliant on hydroelectric power. He credited the president's leadership for aggressively pursuing a more diversified energy mix. The government is now focusing on integrating alternative power sources such as solar projects to ensure long-term energy security and protect the economy from climate-related disruptions.
The deficit that our country faced in the energy sector, this is one area that successive governments since 1964, since we got our independence, as it were, have neglected. We have been highly dependent on hydroelectricity because we generate our energy because it's hydro through the use of water. But because we had that drought, we're decapitated. And the economy is almost shutting down. But thank God to the to the leadership of His Excellency President Hichilema. You have seen how this government has driven the issues around ensuring that we have a mix of energy. And one of the things that we must pride ourselves, first of all, as a people, as a nation, is number one, that we are a peaceful country.
And former Kanfisa Member of Parliament Christopher Kangombe has proposed the establishment of a Zambian-owned pooled investment fund to finance major development projects and reduce reliance on external borrowing. Mr. Kangombe's suggestion follows the government's plans to secure $600 million from the African Development Bank to buy back part of Zambia's Eurobond debt, aiming to avoid higher interest payments in the future. He explains that the buyback strategy seeks to prevent a significant increase in interest costs after 2035 under the country's debt restructuring agreement. Highlighting rising copper prices and ongoing mineral exploration, Mr. Kangombe notes an opportunity for Zambia to increase its ownership in mining projects. He proposed that the government invest in exploration activities and retain ownership of exploration data while enabling citizens to contribute through a pooled investment fund. Mr. Kangombe added that this initiative could raise capital for mining development and other investments, helping to reduce Zambia's future dependence on foreign borrowing. In another development, 2026 presidential aspirant Brian Munduwile has assembled a 28-member national presidential campaign team for the upcoming general election. In a statement, Mr. Munduwile has stated that the formation of the team aligns with Article 10 Clause I and J and Article 12 Clause 33 of the Tonse Alliance Constitution elections. Among the appointees are State Council Chifuma Banda, Tonse First Vice President and FDD President, State Council Sapiba Sikota, Tonse Acting National Chairman and ULP President, and former Lunte Member of Parliament Mutotwe Kafwaya. Other key members include former Nkana lawmaker Bino Mpundu as Presidential Affairs Chairman, former Chonwe Member of Parliament Jafin Mwakalombe, and All People's Congress Member Nason Musoni. Mr. Munduwile has also constituted a 13-member presidential secretariat and campaign administration team to provide effective campaign and administrative guidance, technical support, logistical coordination, and smooth collaboration among all presidential teams, NRPUP candidates, partners, and alliance members. He appointed former political advisor to the late 6th president, Dr. Chris Lumani Zimba, as Tonse Secretary General and Chief Presidential Advisor, as well as former PF District Chairman Kennedy Kamba, now acting Tonse Alliance Deputy Secretary General for Voter Protection. Other members include Mr. Nonde Mubanga, Ms. Maureen Mwabonga, and Mr. Isaac Kasaro. In another development, Chief Mboroma of Luano and Mukushi districts in Central Province has called on political parties and their supporters to conduct peaceful campaigns as the country prepares for the 2026 general elections. The traditional leader says that differences in political opinions and party affiliations should not result in violence, intimidation, or physical attacks among citizens. Senior Chief Mboroma made the remarks when he addressed farmers during the 2026 Luano District Agriculture and Commercial Show held at Twikatane Primary School Grounds in Luano District. He stressed the importance of maintaining peace before, during and after the elections, noting that peaceful campaigns are essential for national unity and development. The traditional leader further urged politicians to take a leading role in educating their supporters on the importance of tolerance, respect and peaceful coexistence throughout the campaign period. He added that political players have a responsibility to promote harmony and discourage any acts that could threaten peace and stability in the country.